Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hi, yes, my name is David Wilkinson. I'm the founder and CEO of the Global Equipping Center. We're based in Nelspruit, South Africa, and Fort Collins, Colorado, here in the U.S. What we provide is life, business, and executive coaching for people regardless of where they're at in their life. So if they're looking for a personal breakthrough or a corporate breakthrough, that's what we focus on the most.
Perfect. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
I think the best thing about working with businesses is the breakthrough. You know, when you've been working with somebody, doesn't matter if it's a day or if it's in a week or a year, but when you hit the really big breakthrough and the person's like, oh my goodness, I've been waiting for this my whole life. And there's a big celebration. That's what we love the most. It's finding what are the obstacles to progress personally, where are the obstacles to progress corporately, break those down, and then celebrate at the end. That's what we love doing with businesses.
Absolutely. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that getting in front of decision makers can be a challenge. Your thoughts?
So we've been providing coaching for over 20 years, and we kind of find that the decision makers of larger companies, they're not on social media. They don't go to networking events. So I've found some of my clients flying first class when I go to different business meetings. I found some good clients that way. Also find them at upper end restaurants. So if you want to actually find decision makers, you need to go where they flow. And they kind of flow in the same direction at the same place. And they constantly bump into each other very easily because they're at the same locations. So you're probably not going to find one of these at a lower end restaurant. You're probably not going to find them sitting in economy. So instead of always saying, hey, I'm going to find them on social media, why don't you just travel the way they travel and eat the way that they eat? And then you'll get to actually meet some of them and make some good friends.
I love the insight that you put there. That is awesome. Question number four, what advice do you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
I would say that you need to focus on where is your niche. We talked to a lot of different business owners and entrepreneurs, executives, and I asked them, you know, what is the one thing that makes you unique? And they'll say something like this. Well, we have high quality products or high quality service, or we care about this or we care about that. And that's not a distinguishing factor. So it's to find what is the one niche that you are so excellent at doing. And the way that you do it is not able to be duplicated. That's what makes you really well known in the marketplace. And that's when people actually seek after you for your services instead of you always have to seek them to pay you for your services.
And I noticed how you mentioned that there, you know, talk about how great the product is. Interesting thing we found in our business is every single one of our successful clients has said our brainstormings are amazing. But here's the thing. If I told you about my business and said, well, we brainstorm really well, you probably don't care. You're not going to buy just off that factor there. So people don't buy because it's great customer service. It all depends on the industry there, but that's not like the reason they actually pull out the checkbook, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes complete sense.
That works there. So let's get to question number. Actually, I want to ask you another thing. What are some ideas that people can do to start growing their business right now during the COVID crisis?
You know what? We're getting this question asked sometimes on a daily basis. Should I be growing my business? We've got clients in South Africa. We have clients all over the world across the U.S. And they're all asking the same questions. Shouldn't I be saving my money? Should I be saving the money in my company? Why should I grow? And I said, you need to understand something. There are people that are going out of business every day. Now, some of them are really great people with some great businesses, but some other people are not the best in business and they didn't do good business and they went out of business because they couldn't continue to progress in the industry. So right now, what you want to do in the midst of this economic downturn is to actually spend more money and more time being coached. You need to increase all of your marketing efforts and get ahead of the curve, because when there is a plateau of normalcy that's going to come again, now we don't know what's going to happen after that, but right, at least you stayed in the forefront of the minds of your customers and potential customers. Don't wait until everything calms down. progress now, you'll be thankful you did at the end.
Absolutely. What I tell everybody is every single time there's been a crisis, and I'm talking 9/11, I'm talking the financial crisis, I'm talking COVID, there are people that come out of that doing better. Hopefully you're one of them.
That's right.
Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Yeah, I think one of the most innovative people that I've met, his name's Kurt Baer with Loco Think Tank. And Kurt has got a really creative way that he's getting CEOs and business owners, entrepreneurs together in groups. And he's created a safe space for them to talk about some of the challenges that are happening. And I found it to be a really unique model. And because he's coming from a banking perspective, he's got a real solidness to who he is as a person, and his organization is very well run. So that's a person I believe can have something to share on this podcast and can help other people that are looking to get other ideas from other business leaders. It's really a great way to connect.
Awesome. I'll look him up when we are done here. But oh, itchy nose. Sorry about that there. Don't touch your face. So question number six, most important question of the podcast. Hey, David, tell me about your first time, your first sale.
Well, it actually happened to me. I didn't really, I wasn't planning on the sale, to be honest with you, Bob. But here's what happened. In January 2000, it's when I first launched with my father, Visionary Leadership. It was a three-day executive course. It was a 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., a three-day executive course for business owners, entrepreneurs. People flew in from all over the world. It was exhausting. It was exhilarating. It was awesome. I'll never do it again. But what happened was at the end of the third day, I had a group of business owners surround me and said, David, you know, you really know your stuff about, you know, excitement and enthusiasm and marketing and sales and all these areas. We want to bring you in. And we want you to coach ourselves and our people, and we want to teach you on this side after you're done coaching and training. We're going to bring you to a nice restaurant, and we're going to take you out to eat, and then we're going to teach you how to do the hardcore business, what a P&L statement is, what financials are, you know, some of these other things. And so these group of business people actually poured into me and allowed me to earn income as they trained me how to do executive coaching. So it was a very humbling experience and really loved it. And I always look back with fondness of that first sale in my corporate life.
Well, that is a unique story. I love that story there. But you know, I have 1 minute and 26 seconds left. Promo time, ask me a question, talk about the weather, or since the best know wouldn't be concise and went to end early, we end early. Go.
I think our main role right now, no matter who we talk to, if it's on Zoom or in person or in a group, is just to encourage people not to lose heart, that you need to recognize that regardless of what's happening in your own personal or professional life, what's happening out there, that you need to stay positive and you need to stay aggressive in the marketplace, because there will always be winds and waves and there will always be turmoil, but you determine your own attitude, you determine how successful you are, and it's nobody else's responsibility but your own. So even right now, just stay positive, stay encouraged, go out there, do a great job. Soon this will all be over, hopefully. And if not, you still will be positive at the end as well.
I love it. I totally agree. You do have 28 seconds left. Do you want some promo time or we can end early?
I would say we would love to Zoom anyone that has watched this. We'll be sending out to our database as well. Our website is thegecsa.com. And yeah, we just love talking with people. We do a lot of complimentary one-on-one sessions with our team and just love helping people in their personal and professional lives to get that breakthrough.
You pulled it off with 2 seconds to spare. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best no one went to end. Website, say it again.
Thegecsa.com.
In description, it's magic. David, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you so much, Bob.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.